Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Hello, hello, and we are back again for, what is this, episode 935,000?
Episode 18.
18 episodes. Isn't it usually like a 13 episode order for these doggone
Housewives? These girls go like 22. Well, because we have one more. The season finale is next week, and then we have two parts of the finale for the reunion. So we'll get.
Got it.
Yeah, like they got a better budget.
They obviously got a much better budget because they are going on and on and on and on and on. So we've got, obviously, I'm Courtney Stewart. I've got Cameron with me today and DJ Jesse, as usual, in the booth, working it for the Housewives of New Jersey, who are still hanging out in Punta Cana when we open this episode.
Well, before we get started on the episode, I have a little announcement to make.
That's right.
Yes. So if you are a Breaking Bad fan in the Los Angeles area and you're planning on being in LA this Sunday, October 9th, then you don't want to miss AfterBuzz TV's Breaking Bad edition live from the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal Studios City Walk. Fans, you guys are going to get to come to the show, watch the season finale live from the club, and then immediately following extras, Maria Menounos will actually host an after show alongside a panel of the show's cast and crew. We don't know exactly which stars are coming. We aren't allowed to say anything yet. But AMC's working with us, and they're really excited in securing everyone that they can from the show. Even if you're not a Breaking Bad fan, come on down. The more people we get in there, the bigger chance we'll be able to have your favorite TV show stream live from there for the season finale. Plus, you can meet all the AfterBuzz hosts and it's just a fun time. So to book tickets in advance, you can go to thejohnlovitzcomedyclub.com. We'll have a few tickets reserved, but you want to make sure you guarantee yourself a spot. So that's thejohnlovitzcomedyclub.com. Also, Universal's doing some sort of Halloween festivities, so make sure you get there early for parking, no later than 6:30. For any more information, you can check us out at facebook.com/AfterBuzzTV.
All right, cool. So that's this Sunday, and you should be there by 6:30. What time does the show start?
The show starts at 7. So you should get
there
earlier than that.
But you should be there way before 6:30 because you want to get a seat, you want to order a beverage, you want to get some snacks, and be ready to chill.
People watch, check out the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You might soak some lovelies there that you might be interested in. And hopefully I'll get to be there. So I'm kind of excited. That's fun. I hope everybody comes out and supports. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So that sounds way more exciting than this actual episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. But we got to talk about it. I know you guys got something to say about it. So we open back up in Punta Cana with the crazies continuing to be crazy. Number one crazy of the year going to Teresa, still fighting with Kathy, acting like nothing is wrong after she blew up on her and walked away. Why, Teresa, why?
She is crazy. Like, what was she doing with her little, like, Oscars outfit, twirling around like a baton? How old does she think she is?
Why did she change clothes again? Did I miss something? Did you guys, like, what happened? Like, she went to the bathroom and decided I need a new bathing suit on because I just had a fight, and so she changed her bathing suit?
My take on it is that Joe blew up on her. You know, he gets her in private. I feel bad for the guy. I mean, I don't think he's the smartest pickle in the barrel.
He was
actually
kind of very embarrassing this episode.
Yeah.
Well, I think they both were, but I honestly think that he probably ripped on her. He told her, you know, shut up already. And she does. She acts oblivious to what's really going on around her. She lives in some whole other bubble of reality. But
what happened to her? And I love that you called Joe not the smartest pickle, because he looks like a little pickle or a sausage. He's so stocking. A mess and cute. But
I honestly think he told her just shut up already, you know?
He told her that like nonstop to her face.
So she starts
like
spinning around with her cover up and that gold thing, and that was horrible. But I did want to make a comment about Greg, because Greg always has like that look. He's glaring at her like he's trying to figure her out, and I'm sure he's ripping in his head, this bitch is crazy. And they tried to play off nicely. The whole scene where they're staring through the bathroom window or trying to look through the bathroom window, and but I think Greg has some shit he wants to talk. I don't know.
Well, but he had the chance. And so I'm assuming he didn't, because that scene where Kathy, Melissa, and Greg were in the car together, you know, they were kind of throwing things left and right, but he was quiet.
No, I mean, he's going to be the whole, like, queen shit talker. Like, he's never going to tell her to her face, but he's going to tell everybody else around, you know.
I know.
But even more so, I was thinking about you two last night when I watched it. I was thinking about you two, because even more so now, it does seem like Greg and Albie have some kind of relationship, because Greg put him in his place.
They are dating.
I don't know. That's kind of what it looks like.
They're totally dating, and Albie's just not ready to come out of the closet to the world yet, because everybody thought he was going to get hooked up with Alexa Joel, and it was going to be all cute, and Caroline's always trying to hook her boys up with little girls, and one of her boys doesn't like girls.
It's
so
big girls.
He's not ready yet. He's not ready. But then I wonder if maybe they do know, because they're so comfortable with Greg, and maybe they do know, and they're just keeping up the front until he's ready to actually, like, say it to the world.
I think that could be the case. Because you see, like, this, the way you see the way everyone interacts with them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they accept Greg so easily. And
well, I grew up in a family where I was not really their blood relative, so I can see why they treat him so nicely. But then when Caroline cried about Albie and his school decision, so I think she's so hypersensitive to him. I think that adds to your theories about their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You heard it here first.
Well, apparently they're filming season 4 right now, so maybe we'll finally get a reveal on what's the real deal between Albie and his boo, even though I think we already pretty much know. So Punta Cana still goes on, and of course, Teresa changes clothes again, and they take themselves to this little marketplace where she's going to do research.
First of all, why did she have to use the word research? Like, she could have just been like, you know, I would like to, like, learn, like, the culture, the spices. I would, like, give her credit for that. But, like, she took it to
English,
the level...
Is that her first language?
No, she took it to the level of... I want to research. Like, what? Bitch, please. You don't even know what researching is. You didn't even know where you were going. You probably said to the cab driver, like, let's go to the market. Like,
it was such a mess, and it was so embarrassing. And I hate when I see Americans abroad acting stupid. It's so embarrassing to me. And when she's yelling, does anybody speak English? And then the guys, she's like, have you read my cookbook? We're like, really? Come on, Teresa.
Well, I felt more embarrassed by the, because all the females are screaming, and, you know, they seem like they're appalled by the situation, and the locals are like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I felt bad for the locals because of all of their behavior. Teresa was just an idiot. Self-centered.
She's running after them with the chicken and freaking... What's her face? The one we don't like, Melissa, is walking around. Oh my Gucci!
Speak for yourself.
Stepping on blood. I'm like, shut up. First of all, you wore Gucci's to the freaking Dominican to go to a market in the first place. And then second of all, like, these are these people's, like, food and their home and where they shop and all. Like, you're insulting. That's insulting. I think they're just stupid and it was embarrassing and I was appalled.
I honestly, in that situation, I would say Teresa probably acted the best out of everybody because they were boldly disrespectful out there. Except I was dying when this bitch, she said, so what spices do you use on your, when you cook the pollo? The one damn Spanish word you know. Salt, pepper. You want him to give you salt? Like, you're in fucking freaking wherever you are. Like, damn, bitch. And that, have you heard of your cookbook? Bitch, please. They don't even have TVs down there. Like,
what else my thing to me? Like, they all had the impression that they were going shopping.
Yeah.
Well, the way she dressed, I would think we were going to the damn mall, too.
But, I mean, would you, honestly, I mean, I guess this is the production part of it, but I wouldn't have gone if she told me we were going to go researching for a cookbook. I mean, they all have the power to, but I'm sure it's the whole package deal, whatever you call it, the dick in the soup thing or whatever, but
yeah,
I wouldn't have gone.
Like, unless, and maybe they thought like it was an open market, like, so it was going to be food, but you know, sometimes they have like crafts and like, you know.
They watch TV, like Santeria, like crazy, chicken heads.
I think
that hoof was doing too much. I mean, I might have squealed a little, but like you could have pulled it in, but she was walking around with a hoof. It was too much.
I think that was actually dick in the soup. I think they said to Teresa, yeah, we could take you to, like, you know, a marketplace. And I think that joking around, they were like, let's bring him to... I mean, that was like third world nation, like, what? Come on, there's a different type of market down there. And then did you see what she had? Like, did you actually look and see what she was purchasing?
No, I didn't.
She literally bought hot sauce.
Yeah, and like, what do you call it? And beef bouillon.
Yeah. Wait, but the hot sauce is like the stuff you can get from here. What is that called? It begins with a T. Oh my gosh.
Tapatio?
Yes.
Yeah, it was generic
Tapatio.
Hot sauce. Yeah, I would have been pissed if I was in that little shit. But
well,
can we back up
Jersey
real quick?
Man, Tapatio is not available.
Girl, stop.
So that was a novelty.
Can we back up? Before they left for the market, the guys had planned to go golfing, right? So I just wanted to bring up the gratuitous shower scene that made my night.
he is very and then even like on them, I'm happy we got another ass shot from him. We got two ass shots from him today.
I appreciate the butt shots for sure. The butt shots were working for me. I'm still annoyed by Melissa regardless. So I was like, if she had slipped and fell or something, then I would have been amused. But
that would have been
Joe was like the horniest person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get it twisted. I think she's on the same page. She just acts in camera.
Yeah. And I feel like he came out of the shower
for it.
All right. Well, here's the thing. There are some straight guys who act out in front of gay males.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to see if they can get that rise out of them. And if you notice when Joe acts out, it's always in front of Greg.
Mm-hmm.
But today he acted out in front of LB. So I'm just adding that to our little plot against
these
two.
One on the checklist for LB.
And looking at his body, I don't think he's as well endowed as you had thought he was, Cam.
Oh, no, I didn't. Nah. I thought he was bigger than Judice, but I didn't think he was banging, like, you know, packing it.
I have to say,
in a certain level of confidence,
like
I'm sure he's not, you know, a turtle either, because, you know, usually that's a certain level of confidence, especially because he came out, he faced the camera, he was like, dun dun dun.
Yeah, well, so didn't the Statue of David, and we all know what that's packing.
Well, I know. That's what I was going to say. I was like, usually the ones that are that much displaying it are the ones that aren't packing as much as they would like.
And
what about the like, I'm good.
What about the time when him and Judice were like,
have a thumb.
Oh, he was like, why don't you whip it out? Let's see. Here's the real test. What was he grabbed? There was not. He was like grabbing his vagina.
It's 'cause he can't whip it out. There's nothing to whip out. It's like a thumb. It'll pop up a little and it'll be done.
Just gender reassignment.
All that matters is that Melissa enjoys it, and apparently it was able to pop in. Like, what do they have, three kids? So it functions, and it works for her, and that's all that matters.
Do we feel that Teresa, Joe, Melissa, and do we think that all of them are working it out now?
Eh,
I don't know. Well,
or they were just drunk and had a good night.
I think it was drunk and had a good night, honestly. Because I don't think Teresa's going to change. She just, she's the type she has holding patterns. She's delusional.
She's crazy.
I'm sorry.
And do you think, I mean, I don't know. She's crazy. And Kathy's been saying she's always been crazy. So
yeah.
Put fame with that, and she has completely lost her mind.
And I don't think that apology was genuine when she pulled Kathy outside the little
thing. No.
I think that was completely, not just contrived, I think it was forced. I think that Joe Giudice was like, you need to get over this bullshit. I don't know. And even more so, I believe, because part of the theory in the beginning of the season was that all of this bickering between Joe and their family was because Teresa started all of it. And Teresa made such a big deal, and she's so self-centered and so on and so forth. And it just makes me realize that's probably the reality.
Well, I mean, I do think, all right, not to say that it wasn't genuine. I think it was her that wanted the apology. I think she's just really crazy. Like, literally.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Exactly. And that's why it's like she's one of those people like Caroline. You know what I mean? Like, I judge a lot off of Caroline because I think she's just the realest bitch in that freaking group. But, like, she says, that's why Teresa's Teresa. Like, she appreciates Teresa and she does love her.
Mm-hmm.
But, like she said, thank God there's only freaking one of them. Like, Teresa's the type of person where, you know, she got into the fight because she took it really to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, oh my gosh, I really don't even want to go there and say it. But I just think she's a little slower than other people.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Staub called it.
Her mind is slower, but her mouth is faster. So she runs off at the mouth before she actually knows what's going on.
Yeah.
She's already decided what's going on, and it's not even the case. And that's why the trick is crazy.
Yeah.
And I would imagine she got into a lot of fights when she was young.
Yeah, because apparently Bill Clinton is vice president.
Well, first of all of them were really...
they were all... Okay, let's get back to Punta Cana and the final moment, and that was at the dinner. They're picking their Punta Cana princess. And Teresa won on style, Kathy won on creativity, and they were trying to let Melissa get a point, and they asked her who the vice president was.
Who did she say
and
at
everybody
first?
Went blank.
The guy
face.
With the gray hair.
She
said
Dick
Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
And then she
Wait,
said,
but who said his wife? Obama's wife.
I don't know, but that whole scene, I thought it was interesting for Caroline to be part of the group that initiated that idea, knowing full well how competitive they really were. I mean, I think Jacqueline made the comment before it came on about why would you have them compete, but the fact that Caroline announced it and was part of that whole little package, I was like, I thought that was funny.
Well, I thought it was great. I'm very happy that they gave Teresa something, because did you see her sitting over in the corner like trying to be classy about it, but like she was really like, I want to win this.
Well, that's like her face at the performance. She was not having it.
Well, I think,
what a wonderful segue, Cameron.
Yeah. Her face at the performance was everyone else's face at her book signings. Because what?
That's crazy.
Can we just talk about rehearsal for that performance?
Yes, please. Please talk about rehearsal.
Or lack of. And how she wanted tigers in that, like, freaking bar.
Yeah, well, I love the tigers. He was gonna get her tigers.
I love the fact the choreographer was like, "Bitch, this is my name on the line. You better go home, practice, put some 8 counts, tape the flow with some marks. I don't know what you gotta do, but."
They were like, "All right, we need to test out the microphones." She's like, "On display, on display."
I need my makeup and my wig on to really give it.
I need a corner. I need a section for my preparation. Sidebar, jumping in the part where they were actually performing, there was a scene where I thought the producer was sitting on Greg's lap. It wasn't that way, but it's just the way the camera angle came. I thought one of the black producers was like sitting on Greg's lap, and he was going to, and Greg was like,
Greg would have loved that, because as you saw, his shirt said black.
Yes, he was feeling it.
Cut away to Albie giving the evil eye.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. Who's that? Who is that, Greg?
Leave my boo alone.
Greg, who is that? She's like, well, you don't want to come on national TV. I'm going to be whoever I want.
And of course, I thought of you two, right? Because Melissa gave reference and praise to you two, your little deity.
Brittany.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Whatever.
She wanted the snake. If Melissa brought her ass out, like a damn Britney. Snake. And now here's the other thing. Let's talk about Britney versus Melissa. Britney Spears is 10 times better at lip syncing than Melissa. Like, what were you practicing for? What were you I've never heard the music that loud.
This is what happened. So at the sound check, the guys were like, sing. This is not going to cut it.
Exactly.
Just mouth the words, girl.
So they played the track.
Or it was Albie, because Albie's Queenness came out, and he was like, no, we're not having that. You're going to have to lip sync.
Literally.
And he is the one that said he was concerned. He was a little worried when she was doing the rehearsals, and they needed that party to go well. So I'm thinking they definitely pulled the plug on singing live.
Yeah, and just like the gay little fruit fly he is, he was in that crowd, like, rocking his head back and forth, singing all the words. He was matching the lyrics better than she was. That literally looked like Britney Gimme More back when she did the MTV performance. And literally the only dance move that she was actually killing was... killing. I'm so sorry.
The chorus. You
know, when
the
she,
dancers
like,
were killing, but she was dying.
The dancer, right. Like when she like leaned over and was like touching her toe. What was that? What are you doing? Who's the choreographer for this? Shame on you for destroying this person's career.
Well, here's what I will say. I will give her a positive point because I liked all the black and the glittery wrists.
I liked your outfit. I'll give
diamonds.
Her that.
Yeah, that too. I'm sorry, but Courtney, you can make a comment too, or go off on this. Her hair was horrible. Like, what kind of hair was that? That was like Sunday church hair.
That was the ashes. And it should never be parted down the middle because she doesn't have a face for a middle part because her face isn't that cute. She needs a swoop or something to hide a little something. But hey, I mean... She tried. It was okay. It wasn't great. I liked that she had on boots and black and the shimmer and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
she dresses like a Barbie doll. But I think, you know, Joe Giudice put it in the best words. You know, Melissa, I just want to, you know, give her a round of applause for doing what she did tonight. I don't know what we're gonna call it, but for doing what she did. You know, I know I couldn't have done that. You're damn right. You're damn right. I don't think anybody could have went out there and done that. Except Heidi.
Not quite that amazing.
Heidi Montage could have done that. I'll give that.
Hey, it was a special night, and the audience was, well, what's his face? Her husband was fist pumping like there was no end.
I mean, I wasn't
and
hating on the whole idea.
Hype.
Yeah. I'd rather watch her than, what's her name? Kim Zolciak.
Oh, no, I'd rather be at Kim.
See, I'd rather watch Kim because Kim is a hot mess.
Hot
way
mess.
More interesting.
Exactly.
Like, Melissa takes herself too seriously. Kim doesn't take herself seriously enough.
Speaking of that, the whole, I didn't like the whole exploitation of her prayer, you know, and...
To her father.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was thinking the same
I was kind of cringing. I was like, oh, no. Don't do it. No.
But, it was bad. And then one minute she's like, Daddy. And then she says, Jesus. And I'm like, who are you thinking, Daddy or Jesus? Like, what is going on? Not comfortable. Not comfortable at all.
And I also wonder if she actually did try to sing live. And the show was like, we're going to put your song
Wouldn't
over
you?
I wish they had. I mean, I would think that they should. I mean, they let freaking Countess do it, and they let us hear Kim. Well, I guess they let us hear it when they're like in the studio and they're horrible.
Well, the difference is the Countess literally speaks when she sings, and Kim is like, that's the whole point of it. Like, Kim knows she can't damn well sing.
Yeah,
but I will say I actually thought Melissa's sound compared to like in the sound booth. I thought Melissa's sound check. The way it came through the TV, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't amazing, but it wasn't as bad as her studio time that we saw in past episodes.
That's because she wasn't actually singing, and she wouldn't try to sing what they were trying to get her to sing to test the microphone because she knew it would be horrible.
Yeah, like the thing when someone can't sing, you might be able to sing like three words and make those three words sound like, damn girl, you sound like Beyonce.
You can do a chorus.
There's a reason why
but...
she stopped when she stopped. She was like, I need my makeup. What time is it?
Well, you know, in the islands, everybody loves karaoke, and Filipinos are known for the karaoke love, and they come out of the womb with a magic mic. But there's always these people that swear that they don't want to sing, and you know, they're like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't. But as soon as they have the mic in their hand, it doesn't always take alcohol, but sometimes it does. But as soon as they have the mic in their hand, they don't want to give it up. You can't pry it from their fingers. I think that's the kind of person Melissa is. She just wants, we call it bitch stroking in our community. They want to be told, oh, you're so good.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, no, it was, oh, no, it was horrible. No, it was really good. Bitch, it sucked. So I don't know.
Well, I'm here to let you know, Melissa Gorga, that I'm not mad at you for what you're trying to do, but boo, it's not good. It just is what it is. And if you cool with it being what it is, then by all means, exploit it to no end. Like, obviously, your husband wants you to, because he was like, bitch, I paid for this shit. You better get up here and work.
He's going to pimp her. Oh, he's like, we need to make the next freaking payment on our house.
Exactly. And I love that they went to Richie and was like, he was like, I don't know if he was more excited about her performance or the money that she could make from doing it.
I love Richie.
I think he is the best ever. But that was our episode this week, guys. We covered it all real quick.
It was
so I guess we should go to a commercial break.
We'll be back after these messages.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
All right. So before we get into predictions, I do have a little news and gossip. I'm not going to hit the bumper.
Yeah, I wanted to combine some gossip in with the predictions. What you got?
Well, what I have is that I do know that not all the girls are coming back next season.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? The quiet one. Ashley's mother.
Jacqueline.
Jackie
is not.
Walked off.
Yep, she's not. Why? Coming back. That was her choice not to come back.
Well, I thought she was back. My understanding was that she was back because they've been shooting already for season 4, and she walked off and refuses to do it anymore.
Well, I think that they cut all of her scenes out. I don't think she's coming back, like, period, for next season.
Wow. Well, maybe that happened because she walked off and she was like, take me out.
Right.
And they were like, yep.
Interesting.
Sure. Also, now after that happened, there's news that a couple more will not be coming back. We don't know exactly who yet. I was trying to, like, do the math. Like, who are they going to get? They can't get
rid of... There isn't anybody there.
Like, they can't get rid of Teresa. They can't get rid
no.
of...
Well, it depends on the reasoning that Jackie's using for leaving. Like, is she getting
I think
a
it's
divorce?
Something
I thought her relationship was good. So, I mean, if Jackie's walking off, do you think Caroline's going to subject herself to this bullshit any longer?
See, that's my thing. I would think that Caroline would follow just because she's like, well, what am I doing this for? Yeah.
Well, I think it makes her look really good being on the show. Like, she doesn't look like a fool compared to these guys. She looks like a freaking goddess on the show.
Yeah,
like,
no, I mean, I think from our perspective, she's the sane one, and it keeps the show kind of cemented in a sense of reality. But I don't know. I think she might be tired of the constant... I think maybe there's a sense of humiliation on her part. She's like,
yeah,
what am I doing this for?
One of the reasons that Jacqueline left was because she's tired of the dick in the soup situation.
Oh, yeah, well, I can see that.
And these contrived events and making people look bad and the behind-the-back kind of nonsense, which would be stuff that I would think Caroline would be over, too, and get frustrated with.
And create a migraine.
Yeah. Which is why her butt was laid up.
Mm-hmm. Well, she even made a comment. She's like, my headache could last this entire trip if I want to.
Yeah. So, interesting. Mm. But Jacqueline did call Teresa scum on Twitter, so.
I was just reading that, so go ahead.
Well, she made a comment jumping back. Okay, so, you know, Andy Cohen has his little, what's it called?
What's Happening.
What's Happening Now, or whatever. Yeah, that one.
Yes.
So the first time this season she was on the show, she made a comment because Addie asks her, you know, do the teams change or does your alliance change? And she said, just watch the season. And Addie made a comment about, so are you saying that you're not friends with certain people? And she just said, just watch the season. And he asked about Teresa specifically. She said, just watch. So I had already kind of had this feeling that Caroline was kind of moving away from the craziness, you know, and with all the legal issues that they're having, you know, I wouldn't want to sign off or give license to that either. I don't care how much you like the person or not.
There's rumors that Teresa's husband might be cheating on her.
Might be.
I totally think it
might.
I think it is for sure.
Might. Come on, seriously. We didn't need gossip. You know, I get it, but I'm like, really?
Also, Teresa is going to be on the next Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, yeah, that's a rumor. Because they supposedly, what, Caroline got at first, and then she suggested Teresa because she thought it would be too much pressure.
She's like, here's some ratings.
I'm excited. If Teresa's on there, that's going to be amazing. I think it's great.
That would be
I can't wait.
It would be hilarious just to see her on there.
I will be in front of the TV every Sunday for that one.
Have you guys heard about the drama about Teresa making Melissa look like she was a stripper?
Yeah, that's what the whole deal was and why Jacqueline claims to have walked off.
That's right, because Jacqueline... No, but, well, Jacqueline did, is it Playboy? Is that what she did prior to?
I don't remember, but she did something scandalous.
I mean, she got paid for it. Yeah, I don't know. I think I read something in the tabloid. I don't know. We'll see.
Either way, like, they were just trying to make it seem like Teresa, like, it was all a setup that actually supposedly the producers and Teresa did, but then they tried to pass it off like Teresa actually cares about Melissa and didn't want Melissa to get hurt, and Jacqueline was over it, supposedly.
That is so sweet of Teresa. See, Teresa has a heart.
I mean, Teresa's playing her storyline. The producers were like, you are going to maintain your psycho bitch mode and hating your sister-in-law because that is good story for us.
She's trying to make money to stay out of prison.
Yeah, she's got to make money because her boo ain't making none. He's too busy hoeing on
No, and she's
right
literally,
now.
She's seriously, she's still in trouble for that whole bankruptcy fraud.
There you go. She got to make money. She can't walk off that show. Because if she walks off the show, who's going to buy her cookbook?
Right, and she better take some damn lessons from Celebrity Apprentice on how to sell that cookbook.
She left some copies in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, they'll be her number one fans.
For the concierge.
Well, let's get into predictions. Well, Courtney, are you going to mix your news and gossip with predictions, or?
Well, that's pretty much. We
That's what you were
going to
do.
My prediction is the start of their relationship falling apart begins in our finale episode, as you can see with Jacqueline and Teresa and Caroline. And
what happened with the cookbook in Olive Garden? I missed that part.
It's some kind of, I think she insulted Caroline by saying, because I don't know if it was like a question, like, and then she had a quote saying that Caroline's Italian is like Olive Garden Italian. Basically, she was insulting Caroline.
Wait, what, when was this?
Like in the preview finale.
Oh, see, it cut off on me. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then I guess Jacqueline is like, are you kidding? Like, and Teresa's trying to be like, it was just a joke. And Jacqueline's like, what the hell? Oh, hell
Jacqueline
no.
literally
so, I don't
opened
know what
up
else
the
she
book.
Says.
Jacqueline opened up the book and said, I don't see where it says, ha ha.
Exactly.
Also, wait, so Jacqueline defended Caroline.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't see Caroline making anything of it.
No, we didn't.
Because Caroline
so
thinks Teresa's a freaking idiot. That's why. She just accepts Caroline, accepts Teresa for being dumb.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Girl, she's stupid.
And Jacqueline's still trying to be her friend. Like, she, you know.
Just like the Danielle Staub thing.
Friend.
You know? Yeah, and that's why I think there's such a big blow up with her is she realizes that she was the idiot. She was the one that ends up looking like the biggest fool because you spend so much energy trying to help these people or befriend them. Like with the Danielle Staub thing, she got stabbed in the back. It didn't work out. And she
exactly.
looked like the idiot. Now with Teresa, she's a mongrel. Sorry. Mongrel in a gold bathing suit.
That's a prediction from Cameron. She will continue to be a mongrel.
And I like Olive Garden Italian. It's pretty tasty.
I like their breadsticks.
Their breadsticks are bomb.
And as long as I can understand it, like you can speak to me in Olive Garden Italian all the time. Because I don't know.
All right.
I mean, that's all.
Any predictions from you, Jeff?
No, I mean, I don't even know what to predict. These businesses are just so hot of a mess. They all hate each other, and they're just sewn together by blood. Actually, some of them are related. Like, I have to deal with each other. That's why it's like...
I want the Manzos to get their own show.
That would be pretty.
I think
amazing.
That'll be boring, though.
Not with Greg.
It's going to get boring.
They moved to Chelsea.
Actually, it would be kind
of boring. Greg and Albie should be on the A-list. There we go.
That would be epic. That would be epic. I would love that. They can move to Dallas amazing. Together. All right.
As they sell their black water.
Right. And where did that idea come from, Albie?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Just kidding.
All right, well, that'll do it.
All right.
For episode 9000 of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
One more episode left till Wendy dishes the hash. How you doing? So we'll see you next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.